Oh, hi, Dobro man. Where have you been?
I've been a busy man, Tommy.
Everybody's busy, Dobro man. It's to the point now where really people should just quit saying that. You know, about 100 years ago, there was the occasional person who was busy, and then it was a big deal, and it was worth saying to somebody, oh, I've been real busy. But as we, finish up the 20th century here, everybody says that now. And
well,
it's the excuse everyone uses all across the country for why they don't do certain things, why they don't stay in touch with friends, why they don't write letters, why they don't bother to do what they should do. They're busy. They're busy. Get less busy, because that isn't something being done to you. That's something you're taking on your own. You're not born busy. You're born this little naked baby who doesn't really have much to do. And you decide if you want to pile on a bunch of things or not. And if you do, well, you're not so much busy as you are an idiot, taking on more than you can handle and not, you know, seeing to your responsibilities. So you can just drop the busy crap, Dobro man.
Okay, so I had different priorities. Would that be the right thing to say?
I just asked what you've been up to, where you've been, that sort of thing, you know?
I just been doing a lot of business. I read your article in the paper. That was why I called. I got out of my drunk meeting and I was listening to the radio. I thought, I got to call Tommy up. And that was a good article in the paper.
Well, thank you. Did you have a drunk meeting tonight?
Yeah, I just got done with I just got done with the drunk meeting. Now I'm going up to the
bar.
I'm sitting at a restaurant parking lot right now, and the boys are going in. We're going to have some coffee.
Yeah, you guys always do that. You commandeer some embers and spend about 35 cents for 4 hours of chit chat. They don't like you people. I don't think there's a place in America that ever says, "Oh, good, a bunch of AA guys coming in."
No, it's drunk guys.
Yeah.
We just got done with a drunk meeting.
No, you got to watch it, because there are, at places like Embers, a lot of drunk guys coming in. They're the guys who really have been drinking, so I want to differentiate them from you guys. But generally, folks in the restaurant business say, good, an AA meeting getting out. We're going to have a bunch of people drinking coffee and tipping 30 cents. Looking forward to it.
These guys tip
smoking cigarettes, stinking up the joint, filling the ashtrays, and leaving 35 cents. Can't wait for the AA guys to come in.
Well, we're a little bit bigger tippers, and we usually eat supper. I haven't ate supper yet. I'm going to go.
Can we get free refills on our Pepsi, or do you guys charge on those? Oh, they're not free? Oh, screw it. Then more coffee!
Well, hey, what? Got to do something.
No one's getting rich off the AA crowd, I'll tell you that.
There are some tightwads. I don't know. I can't figure it out. They go to the bar, they spend 50 bucks, 60, 70 bucks. They go into the restaurant and they can't even buy a steak. Yeah.
So you just got out of your meeting. Are you any more sober than when you went in?
No.
So what did the meeting do for you? Were you thinking about drinking?
No, it gives me an attitude adjustment.
Uh-huh.
Just get my attitude right.
Okay.
That's all.
What'd you guys talk about tonight?
Huh?
What'd you guys talk about tonight?
We were on step one.
Step one? What the hell, are you going backwards?
No, there's 12 steps. Step one, we admitted we were powerless over alcohol and our lives had become...
How long have you been going to these meetings?
In December, I'll have 13 years of sobriety.
Well, how many years have to go by before you move to step two?
well, you're right, and I don't...
Or you're powerless to get to step two. Maybe that's the problem.
No, you go step 1 through 12, then you start over again.
Well, that's the racket. I know a lot of chiropractors who operate that way.
You got to start over, see?
Yeah, sure you do.
I just gave a guy
like when you get out of high school, you go back to first grade. No, I get it.
Well, that's because we're slow learners. I gave a guy 18-year medallion tonight. I thought that was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. And then you said, and by the way, You're powerless over your condition. He goes, I know! I've been hearing it for 18 frickin' years! Let's go to Embers and drink some frickin' coffee!
Yeah, well, that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna go in there, but you know what? I'm gonna tell the boys tonight to leave more than 35 cents for our waitress.
The waitresses would appreciate it.
Well, yeah. If they leave
a buck for every cigarette, she'll be doing all right.
Yeah, they smoke like, oh. Yeah. They smoke like crazy.
I know all about it.
Well, there you go. But I seen in the paper that you played in the saloon's piano.
Yeah, yeah.
Now we could get the piano, the dobro. I could bring my guitar, get a fiddle player, a banjo player. We could do a jam.
Am I going to be the only guy drinking?
No, I've got friends that drink.
Oh, okay.
I swear, Tommy, if you'd see me in action, you'd think I'd be stiff, because I have fun. I have fun. I really do.
Well, do you know friends who play all those instruments?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, are you? I got a lot of buddies.
Are you any good, though? Because every time you call, you're coming back from a lesson, and I never actually get to hear you play.
Well, yeah, how can I do that? Maybe I got to put it, I can't put it on tape. One of these nights,
you're pretty good, huh?
Well, no, I'm not. I'm learning. I played the guitar.
Let me guess. You've been taking lessons for 13 years, and you're still on lesson one.
Yeah, I'm a slow learner, Tommy.
We start over again, and we learn do, re, mi all over again, and that's how that teacher makes his money.
Well, I played the guitar since I've been about 15, but I've only played the dobro for a couple years now. But I'm
okay. I see what you're saying. So you're a pretty decent guitar player.
Yeah.
Or did you black out those first few years?
Yeah, well, yeah. When I was drinking and I'd sit there and sing and get stiff, I thought I was uh-huh. Johnny Cash.
Now, were you one of those angry drunks that would just periodically pick up the guitar and take someone out?
Well, no, I'd get to a certain point of drunkenness where I started drinking brandy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, then I was crazy.
Yeah. And what would you do? What would you do? Just sing? That sounds pretty passive.
No. One time I didn't like a guy shooting pool. He was pretty big, and I was pretty stiff. I told him he was a rotten pool player in different words, though. He took me outside, grabbed me by my hair, popped me, broke my glasses, and I had a bald spot the size of a half a dollar. I was out like a light.
Yeah, well, the problem there wasn't drinking. You need to learn how to be polite. That's all. But
yeah, it was crazy. I had a lot of wounds.
Who takes the rap for more things? I don't know.
Well, it's a sickness. I'm a sick man. I'm a sick man.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well,
Harvey Oswald was pretty boozed up that day and didn't give alcohol a good name either.
No, thank God I quit drinking.
Yeah. So the very first day you quit drinking, what'd you do? Very first day.
I thought this sucked, and I was pretty angry.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really want to quit at the time, mm-hmm. but I knew it was the right thing. So I was really angry for a while. Why me? You know, getting that poor syndrome, that baby syndrome, like why me? You know, poor dobro man. You know.
Actually, I just thought of something. Yeah. What if they could prove that Lee Harvey Oswald was drunk that day? That would pretty much rule him out. I wonder if anybody bothered to check that out. You know how they went after this driver who was responsible for Princess Diana's death, and they were able to determine that he had had all these drinks? I don't think back then people associated drinking as much with recklessness. I wonder if someone could have found out that Lee Harvey Oswald was at Jack Ruby's joint putting back the Harvey wall bangers all morning, if that wouldn't pretty much mean that someone else had to be firing that man liquor carcana.
I never know.
Yeah. If they could prove he was an alcoholic who was kicked out of his meetings because he wouldn't dry up. Has anyone ever showed up at one of your meetings hammered?
Yeah, we've had a couple of times.
That's got to be a little gutsy. There you are, you know, with a bunch of guys getting their 18-year pins, and here comes a guy who's can't even do 18 minutes. He's walking in, tanked. Hi, guys, am I late? Sorry.
Yeah, I think
I'm powerless.
I think twice I've seen it, but not too often.
Well, dobro man, we'll have to get together and play some music sometime. I got to run.
We'd have a blast. Talk to you later.
All right, see you.
Bye.